This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Good morning. It is, or good day. Who knows what time you're listening to this. But hello from me and the birds. If you didn't hear yesterday's episode, Finn had a sick day, and I was sore, and I decided to take a sick day. We decided to drop out, to heal, and re-enter society today. And I just want to talk about what happened. So around this time in the morning, I made the decision to cancel my dance class, and so I did. Of course, after I published this podcast, yesterday's episode, those who listen and dance knew that class was canceled, but I needed to go online. I didn't need to. I chose to go online on my socials and my email and my messenger and, you know, tickle the wire and let everyone know, no class tonight. I'm dropping out for the night. And of course, I got a couple of like, oh man, and a few, oh, we'll miss yous, and I hope you're all right. And even though they're wonderful, sometimes that guilt program I have in there tries to kickstart and run and, you know, make me feel bad, make me second guess my decisions. Anyway, I'm pretty good at shutting that program down. It really doesn't do me any good. So I was pretty good at flushing the guilt. And then I received gifts. Yes, gifts. In the form of friends, really. I touched base with and spoke to one of my favorite people. We had a wonderful, dynamic conversation. You know, we laughed, we cried, we were, you know, way up and light and way down and deep and all around. We were all the things together. And it was so lovely. And then a friend of mine, it was a nice contrast to have someone say, hey, where's your pain? I'd like to send you some Reiki. And that was so cool to have someone just drop in and kind of say, hey, I hear you. You're in pain. Give me more information because we're going to work on this together. We're healing together. What a gift. What a gift. So my two geese, honk, honk, my two geese were with me. And of course I had Finn as well. So my healing team right around me. And then, oh, another gift. I had made some donuts for a special person in my life who has a picky eater at home. And so this person gave me a nice review themselves of the donuts I made them. They liked them. But the true test will be the picky eater. And so I was actually a little bit unsure because I had spiced that batch particularly for this family and I had tried new packaging and it took a whole extra day to get them the donuts. And so I was feeling a little less than confident about the flavor, the packaging, the whole thing. And so to get a thumbs up, what a gift. And then shortly after, I received two thumbs up from the picky eater. So that really sent me zinging, you know, made me feel so good that someone else could feel so good that their picky eater ate something with vegetables in it, with fiber in it, right? So I was enjoying the wins after I made the call, I dropped out, I flushed the guilt as it came up, that old program, and then I started to receive my gifts. All right. And then I'm leaving the house and I see it. The groundhog. I'm talking like a big, huge groundhog right there, right in front of me. And he was definitely like, hey there, what's up? I'm headed over this way. And I was like, hey there, what's up? Enjoy it over that way. And he kind of trotted across my entire lawn and then took a turn and walked across it the other way and, you know, trotted across the street. We hung out. We were cool. It was good to see him. I thought, oh, what's he telling me? Oh, he's a hibernator. I did the right thing. I'm hibernating. I'm taking a break. I'm dropping out, right? I'm letting my reserves fill. I've clipped all the strings of stress. And I'm relaxed. Taking a break. Dying without dying, you know? Death of the old me. The new me will rise. After hibernation. After this day of rest. So I consider that a big high five from the universe. Yeah, high five. Here's your fellow hibernator. Do your thing. So then I think, oh my gosh, it's getting even better. I get a message from my lovely neighbor who's going to a lovely local business and wants to gift them some treats. Now, some of these people at the local business who, I think they are the proprietors and the workers. Anyway, the people there, one is vegan, one has sugar issues. And this woman knows that my tasty donuts, that Finn's donuts, they fall within all those guidelines. You know, they are vegan. The only sugar in there is going to be from maple syrup, maybe some applesauce. So she asked me if I would whip together some donuts to take. For her to take, actually, as a gift. And I thought, oh yeah, of course I'm going to gift my neighbor donuts so she can gift them to some lovely local business owners. Of course. That sounds great. And then I realize, oh, she wants them tomorrow. She wants them in 12 hours. Well, I'm hibernating today. We had mentioned the idea of this, of me putting together two of each flavor, because right now I've got an apple banana, I've got a blueberry bean, and of course I've got my pumpkin. So she really wanted me to, she's tried all the flavors and she loves them. And so she wanted to give two of each flavor so they could try all the flavors, right? And they may want more of them. She's trying to help me out too. And I just kind of assumed I'd have a little bit more time to make all these donuts and So I just had a moment there. What am I gonna do? Oh, I'm actually out of some ingredients. I could really only make one batch of donuts. And so I thought about that groundhog. You know what they're really good at? Setting boundaries. I hear they are not territorial, but they dig, right? They have their own little tunnels. They have their underground home. And a groundhog will look and can tell if a den is occupied because of the fresh dirt left by the occupant. And that groundhog will just leave that den, will respect the boundaries. So, I needed to set some boundaries. I needed to continue feeling good about me, feeling good about my hibernation, feeling good about my neighbor, feeling good about the donuts, feeling good about my bedtime, feeling good about giving something that I want to a local business. Huh, how am I gonna feel good about all these things? Let me find out where the boundary is. Well, I'd like to make the one batch of donuts that I can make with all the ingredients. I'll make them after I enjoy dinner and a little TV time with Will, and after the kids are all set and Finn's in bed, I'll make one batch of donuts. And I'll let my neighbor know that she could have six of those or take the whole dozen. They'll be pumpkin and they'll be lovely. They're gonna be the same flavor that I made for my friend with the picky eater, and I just got all those thumbs up. And that'll be just fine. That's new for me. The old me would have gone, oh, I have to go. I have to go to the store. I have to find a place that has organic cinnamon right now. And then I'm coming, and then I'll make two batches tonight. And then I'll make the blueberry tomorrow morning after my podcast, but before day. Be. No. No way. No way. The woodchuck, the groundhog came to give me that high five and remind me, hey, you're hibernating. You're dropped out. So, I took life's advice. I set my boundary. I made my decision. It felt good. My phone is typically on silent. So little did I know, after I had been receiving messages, after dinner, after my TV time, after I honored my family, it's a little late for me. And I said, I'm gonna go make some donuts. I said it calmly. I didn't get stressed out. It's just one batch, and it's a great gift. It's a great gift for my neighbor and for the community, and we all deserve this. And if I die tonight, not to be morbid, if I die tonight, I'll be glad. I'll be glad I made this batch of donuts. And I'll also be glad that I honored myself, my family, the groundhog, and kept to my plan of hibernation and set my boundaries. So, I get up to make the donuts. I pick up my phone and I look. My neighbor says, oh, I'm so sorry. Can we make it Thursday instead? Yeah. Yeah, I said. Thursday works even better. I didn't make any donuts last night. Isn't that great? I didn't have to. Oh, I love it. Isn't it great when you're like, yes, yes, I will show up. Yes, I will do this. And then you're called off. Ah, and you don't have to. So I knew that that would be the story, you know, to tell. And the takeaway is don't do more than you can do in peace. Find out truly what's peaceful. You know, it does feel good to say what you do and do what you say. It does feel good to share. Sharing is caring. It does feel good to give. But do it peacefully. If it takes you out of your peace, what good is it? We only share what we have. If I have a bunch of apples, how can I give you an orange? Even if I really, really want to give you an orange. So if I'm stressed out, I'm sharing that stress. Even if I want to share love and, you know, peace, relaxation. If I'm stressed, I'm sharing my stress with the world. I'm beating that drum. So, no matter where the parade of life takes you today, you're beating the drum. Beat a tune. Beat a rhythm that is peaceful to you. Whether it's a little fast, a little slow, it doesn't matter. Find a drum beat that feels good. And let life surprise you. Be ready for your gifts, yeah? Set your boundaries. Flush the guilt. Take the high fives when life gives them to you. Take the thumbs up. And then, when life comes to test you and tries to take your peace, don't do it. Even if it's under the guise of donuts, right? Don't do more than you can do in peace. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.